Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 102. Today in this episode, we will learn about transitive verb and intransitive verb. Now let's go. In Japanese, we have two types of verbs. One is called transitive verb, and the other is called intransitive verb. Now, what is the difference? Transitive verb is a verb that takes a direct object. And intransitive verb is a verb that does not take a direct object. So the first step to learn transitive and intransitive verbs is understanding direct objects. A direct object is whatever the verb of the sentence is acting upon. It's doing something to something else. It can be anything from a noun to an entire phrase, as long as it's what the verb is doing itself to. So for example, my dad read a book. When you want to make this into a question sentence, it will become, my dad read what? Or, what did my dad read? And the answer to that question will be, a book. So, a direct object is whatever the verb of the sentence is acting upon. It's doing something to something else. So in this case, a book is the direct object. So what does it look like when a verb does not take a direct object? When the verb is not acting upon something or directly doing something to something else. For example, Tom slept. Tom slept. Tom slept what? Or what did Tom sleep? Because you can't sleep something. Like you could read something. So sleep functions without direct objects. This makes them intransitive verbs. The example of transitive verbs are 飲みます, to drink, 読みます, to read, 食べます, to eat, 買います, to buy, 作ります, to make. Some examples of intransitive verbs are 行きます, to go, 働きます, to work, 行きます, to live, 泣きます, to cry, 泳ぎます, to swim. We also have verbs that has transitive and intransitive verb pair. Usually in English, we can tell which type of verbs is which through the context of the sentence and asking what questions, like what we did just now. But most verbs in English are not one type or the other. For example, the verb open is a common one that can be both transitive and intransitive in English. For example, I open the door. I open the door. So in this case, the door is a direct object. So this means opened is a transitive verb. When you say the door opened, the verb open by itself is not inherently more transitive than it is intransitive or vice versa. It can be used in both situations. However, in Japanese, transitive verb and intransitive verbs are different. So for example, I open the door. It will become
私はドアを開けました。
So, 開けます is a transitive verb. So here we know from the particle を that there is a direct object. So when we ask the question, what is being opened? The answer is the door. You probably already know this particle always come after a direct object. It's telling us what we are doing the verb to. So transitive verb always come with a particle o. When you say the door opened, we will use intransitive verb. This will be ドアが開きました。ドアが開きました。So 開きます is an intransitive verb. So in this sentence, the only particle is が, which marks the subject as new or important information. This makes doa the subject. The subject does the verb 開きました. The door is doing the verb, but the verb is not acting upon anything. So when we use intransitive verb, the particle will be が. Now here are some examples of transitive verb and intransitive verb pairs. For example, to drop, 落とします. This is transitive. Intransitive, to fall is 落ちます. So it becomes something を落とします, to drop something. And then something が落ちます, something falls. Another example, to take out, 出します. This is transitive. And to come out, to leave, is 出ます. This is intransitive. So we say, 本を出します. This means to take out a book. And then 私が家を出ます. I leave the house. To insert, to put in is 入れます. This is transitive. To enter is 入ります. This is intransitive. Something を入れます. To put something in. And someone が入ります. Someone enters. To close, 閉めます. This is transitive. To be closed, 閉まります. This is intransitive. So we say, ドアを閉めます. I close the door. ドアが閉まります. The door closes. To switch on is つけます. This is transitive. To be switched on, つきます. This is intransitive. So we say, 電気をつけます. I switch on the light. 電気がつきます. The light switches on. To switch off is 消します. This is transitive. To be switched off is 消えます. This is intransitive. 電気を消します. I switch off the light. And then 電気が消えます. The light switches off. Now, how do we remember these pairs? Although it's not always the case, you can use the following general guidelines to tell the differences. First of all, most of the time, transitive verbs end with 得ます or します sound. Like for example, 開けます、消します. Rule number two. Intransitive verb often end with an あります or 来ます sound. But sometimes they also end with 得ます sound. For example, 止まります。However, there are always exceptions in Japanese, so this is not always the case. Therefore, the best way is still to memorize them. So today we learned about transitive verb and intransitive verb. Transitive verb is a verb that takes a direct object, such as ドアを開けます。ドアを閉めます。Intransitive verb is a verb that does not take a direct object, such as ドアが開きます。ドアが閉まります。So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you are interested in Japanese grammar, please follow my YouTube channel. The link is in the description box. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。